This morning brought to you on K1 by Jane Phillips Medical Center and by Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville, working together to keep you on the move, and also by First Baptist Church. And I get the opportunity to spend a little bit of time talking city business along with City Councilman John Kane. And John, you know, looking back at 2016, overall pretty positive year. A lot of good things to talk about in the city of Bartlesville.
No, I think so too. I think the construction of the public safety complex, the newly agreed upon deal for the Silver Lake Village project, I think is a wonderful thing for our community. And those two projects probably highlight the year for me. Mm-hmm. As far as visibility of the citizens are concerned, and you know, from a council perspective too, I think those are two pretty nice projects to be able to start.
Well, we started the year pretty much with the voters approving some additional sales tax money in the previous year, but really it was about January before the, you know, everything really started taking effect, and Mr. Bailey started having more of a smile on his face as additional dollars started coming in the beginning of the year.
Mr. Bailey rarely has a smile on his face. I'm kidding. He always has a smile on his face. It could be the apocalypse, and Mr. Bailey would be smiling. It's a little infectious sometimes, which yeah. Aggravates me, but no, I'm kidding. All that really started to take affect our budget in March, really.
Yeah.
You know, the sales tax took effect in January. In March, we started to see those changes. You know, and we're cautiously optimistic, I would say. I think the way that we budget and plan at the city is, you know, conservative, which I like. And that's a testament to our city manager, Ed Gordon, and his staff, Mike Bailey, and they do a really nice job tempering expectations, and I think that is a responsible way to go about our budgetary process, and so I'm thankful for them for that, and it sure makes the council's job easier having that, you know, having that staple there.
Well, and past councils, people who are, some of them who are no longer on the council, made the decision years ago to set up a, I'm going to call it a savings account, you can call it what mm-hmm. you want to, set aside dollars then so that if we need them now, they're there.
Well, when your major source of revenue is something as volatile as sales tax, it's important to have an account like that set up. I think you can maybe go at a little higher level statewide, especially in the current energy climate that we're in. We're seeing severe revenue shortfalls, and had the state been able to do something as effective as our city, I know they try, and that's not a jab at them at all. It's a very difficult thing to do, but I think they're trying to not only diversify their economic base, but have kind of a rainy day fund to be able to kind of stem any of these big shortfalls is helpful. I mean, it helps the not only the council and the community, but then it would help the state as well. And
sure.
So I think something like that is important to have in place.
Well, I do not necessarily germane to what you and I are talking about, but yeah, Mr. Sears has had his hands full more years than not.
So. Oh man, yeah, he is. Yeah, he's been busy.
Some of the good things that I look at for 2016, I think with, you know, a film being shot in town, the numbers are not
right.
Available yet, but certainly we see extra economic activity, and it's nice to see celebrities, you know, if you happen to go out to eat and see somebody say, hey, didn't I recognize that face from, one of the Indiana Jones movies or something?
Sure. It's fun. It's a little buzz around Bartlesville, and that's fun. I think this was our third movie in the last 3 years, I guess. I think we're pretty much Hollywood of the Midwest now, and we ought to be recognized that way.
Yeah,
as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I would tend to agree with that. we need more of it, and if the Hollywood people are listening, why? Thank you for coming to Bartlesville.
Exactly. We love having them here. It's nice for our community.
It will probably be, from what Maria Gus tells me, you know, early next year, probably February, maybe even March, before all the numbers from that are in. But
okay.
as we look at just economic activity in the city, you know, are we where you would like to be? Probably not. But overall, pretty good.
Yeah. I think overall it is pretty good. And, you know, I mean, I'm not sure where anybody really wants that. I mean, of course, everybody
yeah.
would like to be more, you know, bustling economically and more robust and more diversified, all those buzzwords that you hear, but and they're all true. We're just constantly striving to achieve greater marks and achieve greater balance and stability, and you know, I'm not sure that work's ever done, honestly. I mean, the climate will change, and businesses will change, and from small to large. And so I think it's important to keep working towards that and not really ever be satisfied. So, the BDA is constantly working towards that end, which I'm thankful for, and their staff and board are fantastic to be doing that.
Economic organizations in any city across the country always kind of hampered by confidentiality, as they would like to. I'm sure there's always stories they would like to say, hey, I got a great story for you, but
right.
I can't tell you.
Well, that's what they always say. Hey, I got this great news, but you're going to have to wait, 24 months at least until I can really talk about it. So it just kind of leaves you wanting and chasing almost, but that's the way that game is played. I understand.
Yeah, I get it. It doesn't stop me from asking the questions, but I get it.
You and me both. I'm asking questions too.
Certainly, as we look at the Silver Lake Village development, since you brought it up, dirt is being moved and preparations are being made, and hopefully, real soon, we'll see some kind of vertical buildup over there.
Absolutely, I think we're getting close. You know, their targets have never wavered. I think we've gone through the difficult and sometimes contentious steps of the neighborhood meetings and the public hearings, and really trying to balance, you know, community needs with neighborhood needs, and make sure that not only the BDA, the developer, and the contractor actually moving the dirt are aligned with the neighborhoods to try to move forward in a synergistic manner, so that, you know, although there will always be inconveniences, you know, with regards to construction, there's no way around that, honestly. And I understand that it's aggravating for some people, but I think that from everything that I have heard, really everybody's moving forward with a pretty good partnership mentality in mind. I think overall, I would say it's going very well.
Yeah, you also mentioned the public safety complex, the police new police facility, and adding to fire facilities downtown. And I know we are partially complete, and I'm sure Chief Holland's looking forward to the move in real soon.
Yeah, I think everybody's really excited about that. You know, everybody that works down there at that station, and then of course our police officers who will be moving from their, you know, rundown station into this big new one.
Yeah.
Those offices, I think, will be really nice. And I've yet to be inside. I haven't gone inside that building yet. But we'll just kind of wait for the grand opening.
Hey, how come? Throw your weight around. Say, hey, I'm on council.
Well,
I need to see it.
I don't weigh very much.
Oh, but I'm sure everybody's going to be looking forward to that. I've had the opportunity recently to speak to a couple of officers, and I know they are anxious to get into something newer than the building that within a matter of months after it was built was flooded and has never really been the same since.
Sure, and not only newer. I mean, I hesitate to say newer. Newer is nicer, right? But it's not always necessary. But yeah. I think in this case, not only is it newer and nicer, but there were major security concerns about the old police building. And so, not only are we addressing some...
Security was not the big deal. We invited people in the mid-60s. Now
sure.
It's kind of we have to know who we are and
it's,
why are you here.
It has definitely changed. We had serious issues down there with regards to officer safety. And not that anything happened, but the potential was there. And you sure hate to be in that position. And we sure want to protect them like they protect our community. And so we're very conscious of that, and that is honestly the most important upgrade to me about this facility as opposed to the old one, is our security and safety features that will be there.
Yeah. Increased, I'm going to say payroll, because you have had the opportunity to hire jobs that were, I'll say, left vacant for a number of months and sometimes years, park people, additional mm-hmm. firefighters, additional police officers, and some of them I know still have additional training and certification before they're officially on the job, but it's nice to see moving forward.
Sure, and I think what will be visible to the community more than anything else will be the addition of the parks employees, because I've had comments made to me and have noticed myself that, our city's better maintained. The rights-of-ways are better maintained, and you don't have the overgrown grass and brush that we've had in the past due to a lack of personnel. And so I think that is a major plus. And what I don't think that people will notice, and I think it's a testament to the job that our public safety officers have done, is the additional personnel on fire and police.
Yeah.
I think who will notice that are our firemen and policemen.
Yep.
And women. I think that those people are the ones that have really overextended themselves, worked extra hard to keep our city safe. And fortunately, I don't think that will be, those extra personnel will really make an impact on the everyday life of, you know, your average Bartlesville citizen. And I think that's a testament to the hard work of our public safety officers.
I think I would echo that, definitely. All of those people, the public safety people, the police, fire, and also the ambulance people in there as well. Thank you for what you do.
Of course. Thank you.
We will take a break and continue our time, just kind of talking city business with City Councilman Kane in just a moment.
Complete orthopedic care with a collaborative approach. Tulsa Bone and Joint and Jane Phillips Medical Center have teamed up to deliver a proactive approach for the prevention, care, and treatment of all bone and joint injuries. Depend on our compassionate surgeons and medical staff for all your family's orthopedic needs. Call today for your appointment, 918-214-8232. Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
Continuing our time with City Councilman John Kane, and recently a couple of new councilmen joining the body of five, and a new mayor and vice mayor elected. Looks like 2017 kind of starting, will be starting off with five people who at least agree that they're elected to look after the best city interests of the city.
Absolutely. And, you know, so Jim Curd and Alan Gingis will be our new council members. And we're led by Mayor Copeland, which I think is a really nice move into that position. I think he is more than qualified for that. So I think we'll work well together as a council. I certainly respect Alan and Jim. In our lone meeting we've had together, it all went very well. There were, you know, pertinent, poignant questions asked by every member of the council, and which is honestly not a departure from the normal.
No.
Which, in my opinion, I think the council since I've been on for the last 2 years, has run just beautifully. Under Mayor Gorman's leadership, we were wonderful, and I think Mayor Copeland will continue that trend. And so I'm excited for this new kind of chapter of City Council for the next 2 years. I think I have no reason to believe it will go anything other than smooth and in the right direction.
It's interesting that you mentioned the on-point questions that were asked in that meeting. And as an observer of councils or public bodies in general, and I hope you'll agree with this, that there's frequently one of two reasons why people on, let's say, the council ask questions. Number one is you're actually interested because it's new information, or you're asking the questions so that those of us in the audience, those of us that are at the meeting, get a better understanding of what you already know.
Sure, 100%. And those are two very important reasons to ask questions. I mean, as prepared as we try to be, as council members try to be going into this meeting, there seems like there's always a wrinkle. And fortunately, our city staff is excellent at providing explanations to our questions or to a wrinkle that we may have missed reading the reports before the meeting. And so, we're always, when it comes time for action, everybody's always, 110% informed and, typically on the same page. I think that an important note to make is that, when we ask questions, it rarely is a contentious question. Nobody's trying to be contentious, but it may be we're trying to understand a point or really ask for a point to be better illustrated. And so, I think that just keeps decorum in the council meetings, and nobody will have a problem with that at all. So I think it all goes very well there.
Yeah. Just a comment that you made before we went on the air, and I think it's something that maybe, again, just for the listening audience to better understand the workings of the council. And I say this with a big smile on my face. I think you get paid a large sum of money per meeting. What is it, $10 a
$10 a meeting? I don't, it's tacky to discuss finances, Charlie.
And the mayor probably makes a whole bunch more money.
No. Oh, that mayor, boy. Mayor Copeland.
No, just as, again, you're there primarily as volunteers. And primarily, okay, you get a little bit of gasoline money, but primarily you're there as volunteers looking after the welfare of the city.
Well, if there's one thing that everybody on this council and everybody on the previous council has had in common, you know, in my time on the council, I guess I should say, is that our care and for the well-being of our community is high. I mean, that's the number one concern of each member of the Bartlesville City Council. And while we may have minor differences on what the best thing for our community is or how to go about achieving those ends, that's the point, right? You're supposed to have a few different opinions on there and work together to represent all of Bartlesville. And I think we do a really nice job of that. And so I think, you know, certainly I would hate for the motivating factor of any city council to be, you know, financial. That would be terrible,
no,
right?
Yeah,
after
but, no.
after the green.
Yeah.
But
it wasn't so much just the standpoint that I think sometimes the public loses track of the fact that this is not a compensated job like, say, a full-time job of a, you know, U.S. senator or U.S. representative or something like that. It's more just to defray your expense for the time of being at the meeting and that sort of thing.
Sure. I mean, it's not a full-time job. We, you know, we wouldn't deserve to have anything other than, you know, maybe a minor deframent of expenses. So it's fun overall. I enjoy it. And I think that I should take it as a compliment that people are sometimes uninformed about us, because I think if a government is doing his job, you shouldn't really know it's there. I mean, when you know it's there and you're aggravated with it, then it's not doing its job right. And so I think it's wonderful that people are not concerned about that.
2017, any wishes or hopes or projects you would like to see accomplished that are maybe, you know, yet unrealized for the city?
Well, of course, the completion of the two projects we talked about are important to me, and I expect both of those to for sure the public safety complex to be completed, and then much of the Silver Lake Village complex to be completed. I'm really looking forward to finishing those. I'd hate to speculate about any other projects, because, you know, the council has not sat down to really discuss, you know, a bond issue or any changes that they'd like to see going forward, and so I'm not really sure about that. But completion of those two projects, I think, and if we stay on track there, they'll be successful on time or early, and that's what you go for.
Yeah.
So, you know, 2017 is, you know, we want to see more activity in Bartlesville, of course, and that's what most of we do. That's what it's about. Most of what we do.
There are all kinds of boards and commissions, and I don't have the list in front of me, but I try to always mention it somewhere along the line. All those volunteer boards and commissions that provide input, ideas, and sometimes just a sounding board for other concerns in the city.
Sure, and you know, go on to the City of Bartlesville website, and you'll be able to find those positions listed pretty readily. I think they're pretty easy to find. I can't recall off the top of my head.
They're on every city council agenda.
Every city council agenda, and that's a great way to get involved, and that's honestly the best way to get involved and really have an impact on the direction of our community, because, you know, not only is it a sounding board and a chance to kind of listen and be in the know, it's also the way our process works and the way that ideas and get brought to the council are typically through committee recommendations, and so it's part of the process of running the city from a council's perspective, and so that's a great way to get involved, and I encourage everybody to do so.
Okay, well, Merry Christmas, John.
Merry Christmas, Charlie.
Thank you for your service to the city, and look forward to talking to you again next year.
Yes, thank you for having me.
That's a Community Connection on AM 1400, 93.3 FM K1, and news on the way in just a little bit from the Oklahoma News Network. 27 degrees, 5 minutes before 9 o'clock.
ONA News, I'm Randy Renner. OU head coach Bob Stoops says if